All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Boca Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Holritz. Happy Friday to those of you that may be live streaming with us. It's been a long week. Lots going on, and I'm sure you can probably feel that as well. I hope you've got some good plans for this weekend. At least take a little bit of a break. This show, of course, is brought to you by Photographer's Edit, custom editing for the professional wedding and portrait photographer. And especially during this busy season, hand that work over. Let us take care of it for you. And go do something better with your time. Go watch Netflix. Go hang out with friends and family. And maybe even go shoot. Make a little bit more money so you don't have to be thinking about editing. That's going to free you up to do that. So take advantage of that service, photographersedit.com. All right. On that note, I want to introduce, very excited actually, to introduce a brand new guest on the show today. Amelia Sugiono is here with me. Amelia, thank you for doing the show. And I'm going to go ahead and tell the audience very early in the morning where you're at. Where are you at?
I'm in Sydney, Australia.
And so it's just after five there right now. Is that right?
It's just after five. And you guys will know when the sun rises because the light will come through the windows. And then the light would be prettier, I think.
Okay.
We love natural light.
I've had the opportunity to go to Australia a couple of times. I was on the West Coast, Brisbane area. And
beautiful.
I really, really enjoyed my time. And honestly, the biggest takeaway for me, because where I was at, Sunshine Coast in Brisbane, it felt almost like California with a different accent.
Yes.
But the biggest thing that I took away from those trips there was just that the people are so...
Yes.
Just laid back and kind. And yes. I just really enjoyed that so much.
Yes, absolutely. Australians are very laid back. I think it's the beach culture.
Well, yes. I'll tell you, I'm not naturally a very laid back person, so I need all the laid back that I can get. So that's a good experience for me to be in that culture. But I really enjoyed my time over there. I'd love to be able to get back and go to Sydney and elsewhere at some point.
Yes,
as well.
Please do. We'll have a food tour.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. And Sue is chiming in from Sun Valley. Thanks, Sue, for saying hello. And for anybody else who is live streaming, make sure to take advantage of this opportunity to, of course, not only say hello, let us know where you're listening from, but also ask questions throughout this topic today. It's a big topic that we're going to get into. Before we do that, Amelia, the question I normally ask our guests first before we get into the main topic has to do with time management.
Because
this show is very much about creating sustainable businesses for photographers.
Absolutely.
So there are a lot of different principles that can make a strong business, but then how do we do that simultaneously while trying to still have a life, right?
Yes.
Especially if we've got friends and family and other things that we want to do in life besides business. Yeah, absolutely. So big principle that has enabled you to create some level of balance between working and doing other stuff as well?
Yes. Well, first of all, I think it's really important for us to know exactly what we want in life, right? What are our priorities? And everything has to work around that. And with me personally, I want to be a fulfilled entrepreneur. I don't want to just be a successful one and then not have everything else, like you said, you know, to be able to leave. So the priorities in my life are my husband, because we are a team. I cannot operate at 1,000% capacity without him. Like, he is my team. And then it's my children. I wanted to be able to have as much time as I want with them. I want to have precious memories with them. And then freedom and flexibility, like you said, so that we can travel wherever our dreams take us. So these three things are the most important things for me. And all in all, I actually wanted to say this. My biggest success as an entrepreneur, because success means differently for everybody. For me, is to be able to put the accelerator when I want to and have enough money in the bank to put a break if I want to. So it's not just about work. Now, here is the principle, which is my secret power. So I'll tell you a little story because I love stories. So one day I met a lady at an event and she just exudes calm. So I said to her, now, Dima, I know, I just found out that you have five children. How do you look so calm and so radiant when you have five children? And she said to me, Amelia, when I got married, my mother-in-law said to me, always have time to smell the roses. And that is pretty much my biggest principle. And I'm very protective of it. is my quiet time. So my quiet time and being a mom to a young family, it's almost impossible. Like I'll create a routine. It will work for a week and then the children will wake up earlier than me and then it could
Yep.
work. And I have to, find something else that works. So I have to be super adaptable with my quiet time, but I always have to have at least 2 blocks of quiet time in the morning whenever I can find them when working around the kids, and then at night time to process all the things that happens during the day. And then also every few months my husband and I will send each other to quiet time retreats where it's just me by myself or him by himself. And then that is the quiet time that we will take to kind of like recenter because life gets full, gets busy, get hectic. So having this heart that is centered enables us to have, the kind of business that we wanted to be able to manage our time because it's during these quiet times that we found the genius ideas at, how can I save this time? How can I delegate better? How can I make things? So it's kind of like meetings with self, I suppose. So I hope that kind of like answers the question.
It does beautifully. And first of all, I have to say, your energy is wonderful. And this
Thank
doesn't always
you.
happen, but it came across very much so in our messaging as well. You're just so effusive. And there are plenty of people that are loud and boisterous. That's, I guess, one kind of energy
Yes.
you could say. It's another thing to be effusive in communication the way that you are. And I think it's wonderful. And I
Thank
think it's
you.
refreshing. And I think that we need more of it. So I just have to compliment you on that. Again, it came
Thank you,
through
Nathan.
not just today and actually getting to have this conversation, but also in the way that you
Yeah.
message. And I think it sets a tone in a conversation, whoever that person is on the other side, that you feel better having a conversation with somebody like yourself who sets the tone with that energy. So I think it's really, really nice. So I have to compliment you
I'm
first.
glad. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. But I think I'll use that as a segue as well, because you
Yes.
emphasize the importance of having a bit of time to yourself a couple of times a
Yes.
day and then creating those longer periods of time of quiet as well.
Yes.
The fact that you
Yes.
prioritize that probably enables you to maintain a certain level of energy through the day or through the
Yes.
week.
Yes.
Whereas if you're
Yes.
just going 100 miles an hour all the time, you just burn out.
Exactly. I think there is a time to walk and crawl and run, but there's also time to stop. And for someone like myself, whose brain works so fast, and I suspect you're like that too, Nathan, resting is a learned skill, isn't it? It's so we do need to rest because otherwise you just get burnt out. And out of burnt out, everything dies.
A
Like
hundred
all the
percent.
dreams will. Ideas will dry up. All the negative thoughts will come up. So yeah, it's so
Well,
important to protect it.
it is very important, and I get the sense that we could actually spend the whole episode talking just about this.
Yeah.
But I do want to touch on just one more thing before we talk about
Yes.
chasing our dreams. It's a massive topic.
Yes, yes,
And that
yes.
is something that you started with in answer to my question about how you
Yes.
manage your time. You said you have to
Yes.
decide what is most important to you in life.
Exactly.
And
Yes.
I don't, I think I get the sense. I mean, I've been in the photography industry now for 20 plus years and I've had
Yes.
hundreds, thousands of conversations, of course.
Yes.
And I don't get the sense that most photographers are intentional about setting, I refer to it as a big picture view, the overarching ideas, the values
Yes.
that I always keep as a priority, and my life is built around them. There's not enough conversation about this, number one, but two, there are not a lot of people that are being that intentional in setting very specifically, whether they're writing it down or typing it out, having a conversation with their partner about it, but setting those priorities very intentionally, and then letting
Yes.
that be the filter for literally everything that we do through the day and through
Absolutely.
the week. And I
Yes.
think it's just a wonderful example and reminder. So thank you for that as well.
Oh, I'm so glad. It just really takes intention. Like my kids know when mom is working, they cannot touch me. Like I said to them for a few times this week, I'm having a very important conversation with Nathan. You stay in your room, okay? And they respect and they will respect it because when I spend time with them, I fully spend time with them. So I'm very intentional about not, like holding my phone to do stuff while playing with them. Like I'm fully with them. I walk them to school and I tell them, I love walking you to school. And I said, I can walk you to school because I work really hard. So when mama is working really hard, it's so that I can spend time with you. So, you know, having this intention so that we can have that full life is, yeah, is the key to La Vie est Belle. So I always say this, La Vie est Belle, because I love friends. La Vie est Belle is one of my favorite little sentences. It just means life is beautiful. I wanted to be able to say La Vie est Belle in my everyday, in my little moments. And this is, I think, one thing about me that I really would love to share with others, that it is possible to have La Vie est Belle in your everyday life. And I think that's what we all deserve to live, us and our loved ones, to be able to say life is beautiful.
And I would agree with you. And that's, I think, part of what I was getting when I was saying that you have this wonderful energy about you. I sense that from you. There's a certain sense of optimism and excitement for life. And I can very much relate to that. It's also easy, though, to, whether it's the people around you or developing the thoughts yourself, it's easy to become cynical when we have negative experiences in life of one sort or another. How do you overcome that? Like, how do you step beyond that kind of easy tendency to be cynical about something and become negative and to not be hopeful and not think the best about a situation? How do you do that?
If that was me, I'll be checking out who I'm hanging out with. Right? Because, I mean, there was a few, 2 years ago, I had this business idea that I was excited to develop. And honestly, Nathan, I told three people and I just went, oh my gosh, like I just felt like my dream had just shrunk to microscopic level. And then I'm like, okay, Amelia, you really need to talk to the right people. So then I started talking to the, you know, to the right people and, you know, those that have big minds and they see big possibilities. And Americans. I'm not kidding. I love you guys, Americans. And yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so important to surround you with the right people and come and hang out with me. Say hello to me and I'll help you. Because I think a lot of people, they, yeah, maybe they just don't know who to say hello to kind of like, you know, trigger some life, you know, get watered a little bit. And
Interesting. I'm so tempted to go down that rabbit hole and that topic of conversation, because I'm very, I mean, again, you're just this wonderful example of that positivity and hope and dreaming, as we're going to talk about. And I think there's a lot that we could take from that. We'll park that for now. Maybe we can do another episode another time.
Sure.
In reference to what you were saying earlier, though, Matt from Facebook, Matt Protzman, was saying that if everything is a priority, then nothing is a priority. And Matt, I think that's a really, really great point as it relates to this conversation around being intentional. And it's, I love that you are very proactive. And the thing is, the relationship that you have with the kids and the distinctions that you made, the compartmentalization between work and personal life, that's not possible without being proactive in communication with them.
Exactly.
A lot of times, unfortunately, I think in parenting, parents kind of, whether they're distracted or frustrated or otherwise, they forget to, or they just don't think to communicate proactively with their kids, even if they're young. My kids, I remember back, man, when they were, I think, 6 and 3 or thereabouts, maybe even a little bit younger.
Wow.
We were very specific in saying, we're going to, before they started school, we had what we called Fun Monday. So Fun Monday,
we
told our kids, and again, they're super young, probably even younger than that, 2 and 5 maybe, but we said, look, Monday, we're shutting the computers down. We don't work. And the time is about spending, you know, hanging out together. The day is about spending time together. And we would go to, you know, local kids museum, science museum, or go to a park or whatever it might be. But they knew, because we were proactive in communication with them and created, just innately created some accountability with them, even at that young age, that this day was about them and we're not going to let work distract from this focused time together. Once they started in school, then it shifted to Fun Sunday. So they knew Fun Sunday was the day dedicated towards spending time together as a family. Being intentional, even at a young age, and communicating that proactively and setting those boundaries, but doing so in a loving way and helping them understand that those boundaries enable you to prioritize your relationship with them. I think it's a beautiful thing.
I love that. And I love how you're adaptable too, you know, like, you know, from a Sunday, Monday, like you just make That works based on your intention. So that's great. And commenting on the comment just now that
Yeah.
if everything started, that nothing is a priority. You know, for me personally, it was important that the first one is my husband. That is my first priority with like what I want in life. Like he is my team member, and then it's the children. It cannot be the other way around. If mom and dad is not in, you know, good terms, it's gonna affect everybody. So yeah, there is a list on
The list of
intentions and
priorities.
priorities.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, this is so good already. So many sound bites to take away from it, but I'm going to keep going because
Okay.
we've got a massive topic to cover
Oh
in a
my gosh.
relatively short amount of time here, considering the
Yes.
breadth of the topic. But
Yes.
we're going to be talking about how to chase our dreams. Now, this almost sounds, Amelia,
Yes.
kind of like one, some like Instagram post that
Yes.
you would see out there. Go chase your
Yes.
dreams, and you'd see some, beautifully designed or cute Instagram graphic or social media
Yes.
post about something like this. But a lot of times these kinds of conversations don't carry near the depth that they need to. And
Yes.
so I want to
Yes.
really dig into this idea and make it practical for our listeners today. But
I'm
maybe
so
just,
excited.
I know, me
Yes.
too. So I guess just to start, let's take the word
Yes.
dream and let's break that down. How,
Yes.
when, in the context of
Okay.
this conversation, when we're talking about chasing our dreams, how do you define a dream in that context?
Okay. So I ready.
And you know what? I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I meant to do this here before I got to this question. For
Yes.
everybody listening in, I'm so sorry I didn't do this sooner, but make sure to go to Amelia's website. I've got it up here on screen. I'm going to spell it out for anybody that's listening. It's
Okay.
AmeliaSoeGijonO. And of course, we're going to link to this in the show notes at bokapodcast.com. It's the same thing on Instagram, and I've got that on screen as well. And Amelia, I have to say too, I mean, this is a photography podcast after all. Your work is truly, truly stunning. Again, I've been in the
So
industry.
much.
Well, I've been in the industry for a long time. I've seen a lot of work, of course, with my editing company and then being a photographer myself and hanging out with other
Yes.
photographers and then hosting the podcast. But this is just like truly, truly beautiful work. I'm scrolling a little bit here on Instagram as we're talking, but
Thank you,
stunning.
Nathan.
And I know you're going to talk about how this ties into your dream. I mean, these images, the destination
Yes.
work that you're doing, it's just absolutely gorgeous, but it truly beautiful work. So I have to give you those props as well.
Thank you so much. So kind.
Absolutely.
It
And we're
means a lot coming from another photographer.
I get that. And I've got the website up here on screen as well. Again, more of the same work. So if you all don't know Amelia, make sure to check out her website and Instagram both. And of course, we'll link to that in the show notes at bokapodcast.com. All right. Sorry about that, Amelia. Take it away. Definition of dream.
So dreams are little ideas that has the incredible power to extract you from your current reality to your best life, your extraordinary life. How's that, Nathan? Do you like it?
I love the simplicity of the statement. So let's break it down just a little bit. So take the
Okay.
what's the first half of it? Repeat it again if you don't mind.
Okay, so dreams are little ideas
Okay.
that I believe is the only way to extract you from your current reality to your next best life, the life that you're meant to have, your extraordinary life. There is
Okay.
no way out of your reality now unless you dream. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's interesting to frame it that way. Okay, so it's you have your current reality and maybe you're okay with
Yeah.
it, but you want something more, or maybe you're frustrated with it and you definitely want something more. And you're saying these dreams, these so-called dreams are interesting. You say
They're
little
ideas.
ideas. Is there a reason you say
Yes.
little versus big ideas? Sometimes it's just something small.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times these little, because seeds are little, they're small. But eventually, when you see the potential of this seed, that's when you're like, oh my gosh, I've got something going on here. Like Nathan, look at the way you live your life. Photographer's edit, for example, how did it start? Did it start by you seeing like the big idea, or does it start by a little voice, a little idea that came to you, and then you give it food? It's like a baby, pretty much, like a little seed. You give it food, you give it attention, you talk to it, you process it, and then it sprouts, and then you just keep going. And a lot of people, they give up because they look at this seed and they're like, nothing is happening. They give up too quickly, but you keep nurturing it, and before you know it, poof, you see the first leaves, and then you keep going. It's as simple as that.
I love that. Okay, you summed that up beautifully. So I want to keep going because I know we're going to build on this here.
Yes.
What was that so-called dream for you when it as it relates to your photography business? Can you kind of give us some backstory?
Okay. If I may rewind a little bit, because this might put a big smile on your face and the people listening. I really believe that we all have seeds planted in our hearts, like unique seeds. And if you imagine all these seeds around the world blooming, can you imagine how beautiful the world will look? Imagine this world without Nathan, without Photographers Edit, without but the Bokeh podcast, without Amelia, without the pies in the sky. This world will be so boring and so great. So I just really need to put it out there that we do need the pies in the sky. We need the fairy tales. We need the I have a dream quotes. Because, and we need to have the humility to open our ears and hearts to I have a dream moments. Because they really are those little ideas that change the world. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to rewind. I really needed to share that.
No, and I actually want to ask you about that while we're here. So I very much think and dream the way that you're describing. That is my tendency. And I think, again, a lot of it's rooted in a natural tendency to be hopeful, even be childlike. I'm 44 years childlike. Old, and I still, internally, my brain functions very much like at times like a 14-year-old, at times probably even more like a 4-year-old. I'm very curious. I appreciate little details. I'm looking out the window of my apartment here and I'm seeing the leaves and the sky and the clouds and beautiful and the sun's coming out and just little things I can appreciate. So I think that kind of mindset enables me to also dream a little bit more effectively because I already have kind of a positive, curious mindset. But for the people who maybe don't tend that direction or immediately the tendency, I guess, is to be cynical, to think the negative thought or think this isn't going to turn into anything. Do you have a tip or trick for somebody that tends to lean that way to kind of help snap them out of that tendency?
Yes. I think it's very important for one to be able to reflect because that cynical mind, I think, did not just pop out of nowhere. I think if you see little children, because you had little children in the past, they're always so happy. So I think something have been broken along the ways that make people not be childlike anymore, if that makes sense. So I think there is something that you could look back upon. Maybe I love journaling. I love writing my thoughts down, like, because it didn't work for me when I talk to myself in my brain. It just gets too loud inside. So I have to write it down. Like, I was it? Okay, I feel so, like, I just feel like I'm in a rabbit hole today. Like, why? Like, what happened? Oh, it is traffic. So, and then I just keep processing it with my pen and paper. And then I will come down to a little, okay, this is because of this. And then I think it's a lot of rewriting the truth. I know I'm going a bit off tangent here, but I suppose what I'm saying is there is no quick fix because the quick fix is going to have a very quick effect as well. You're going to go back to that whole again, if you know what I'm saying. So I think it's you need to kind of like really understand that cynical thing is not your normal. Your normal is the little child inside who is fascinated with life. Yeah. And then a big clue, Nathan, maybe a quick fix to get started is to look back in life and see what was the last thing that made you smile. What was the last thing that happened that makes you happy? And look back and what is it? And then try to go back to that feel and have your burnt out heart be inspired again. I feel like the opposite of a burnt out heart that is like everything is just dark and gray and just sad. The opposite of that burnt out heart is an inspired heart. Mm. So the inspired heart, I believe, is where one will be able to see again and dream again. So go and revisit the last time you have that inspired heart and see if that will give you some clues. And then if you can, perhaps talk to the right people, get help if you need. Like, I go to therapy when I need to kind of process my, I want to live my best life. I don't want to live life dragging my sadness. And then it's preventing me from living the best life that I could have had, you know? I hope that answers the question.
Beautiful. 100%. And only for the sake of time, I'm not going to respond, but it's absolutely wonderful, wonderful answer. Yeah, I really, truly, I appreciate the perspective, and I think it's a very good one as well, and good recommendations for our listeners who are live streaming. Yeah. Again, for those of you listening in, if you have comments, thoughts, questions along the way, don't be shy. Pop those into the comments there, and we'll bring them up. So back to then what this dream,
that's a good question.
What was the dream for you as it related to your photography business?
Okay. So I have another little story. So in 2018, that was actually a big turning point of my life. There's two big stories that happened, but I'll just tell you one for the sake of time. So a group of people in my circle passed away in 2018. Mm-hmm. And that kind of like shook me to the core. And it made me suddenly realize how fleeting and how fragile life is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people who passed, my dear grandmother who brought me up, and it was like a slow, like I knew that that was coming, but my father-in-law, I didn't expect that 3 months and he left. And we were so brokenhearted. And then I just suddenly realized, you know what, time is the most precious thing. And is there any unfinished dreams that I have in my life? Because I don't want to ever leave with regrets, you know? And so then I still remember, so this is another quiet time moment. I was in the office and I had this book and I started writing things backward. I said, okay, the biggest thing for me now, the biggest problem I have is that I'm photographing 30 weddings. So I'm exhausted. I'm just exhausted. And I should have known about photographer's edit by then.
Absolutely.
You guys. So anyway, I was shooting 30 weddings. I was exhausted and I have a little baby with me. And at that time, if I put a break on my business, I felt like it's going to be finished. And it was just a moment where Amelia, you have to do something about this. So then I'm like, okay, then I have to cut down the amount of weddings that I do because I really love shooting weddings. I love stories. I love the people and I love being able to facilitate experiences in weddings. So I love it. There's no way, there's no other way. I will be shooting weddings for as long as I could. And so then I have to cut, I want to cut the workload in like to 1/3. And that also means I have to raise my price threefold. And in Australia, to raise the price threefold is a bit crazy because I feel like I'm already expensive. So anyway, then I'm thinking, okay, how do I make my brand its maximum potential? And I have this fascination, love for France, even before I have ever been there. So I felt like for me to express the maximum of my brand's heart, I need to go to the source of it, which is France. I need to go and dig more inspiration and inspire my heart further. So, you know, the other day someone messaged me on Instagram and said, Amelia, why don't you just go to the US? Like, you know, it's more profitable, you can charge more and people value art. And I'm like, but I'm searching for my inspired heart because I know when I chase after my inspired heart, the money will follow eventually anyway. And it's true, Nathan. When after I did that in 2019, my income doubled because I just fully chased my inspired heart. And so then I thought I worked backwards to be able to increase my pricing by 3 times in 5 years. I have to go like now. And I had this baby and I saw the paper in front of me and my husband was next to me and I said, honey, I need to go ASAP. And then this is why I love my team member. And he just said, go. And this means a lot. This is a big deal because this is a guy. When I say, you have to look after the kids tonight, he goes, where do I feed them? It's a big deal for him to say, go. Go for weeks. Go and do what you need to do. So,
by the way, so I love that you refer to him as your team member. I think that something that is missed sorely in all kinds of romantic relationships is that very idea that that person, they may be different. We may have different opinions sometimes and some frustrations and some conflict and whatever. But at the end of the day, we are on the same team. I've got their back. They've got my back. And if we can trust that, and if we look at the relationship that way, it drastically minimizes yes. the felt significance of any, you know, little conflicts or whatever along the way. I think it's a really important mindset to have.
And Nathan, listen to this, something that someone said to me. This is like amazing. She said, not always eye to eye, but always heart to heart. As long as we're heart to heart, everything will be okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So then I had this little baby and he said, go. So then that is the whole start of my destination life journey. And I have reached my goals and I have new dreams now. And just a few months ago, we were in France and my husband said, okay, what's the next dream? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was so fast, but the dream has come true.
That's cool.
Dream of being able to photograph 10 weddings at a certain price level. I've reached that. And the dream evolved to actually bring the whole family with us to live in France for 3-4 months every year.
That's awesome.
It was a crazy idea. And again, the importance of my team member. So I'm the crazy dreamer in the family, and he is the opposite of me, but he's the doer. So I quickly told him that this idea has arrived in my heart. Bring the whole family. Let's see if we can find a school that will take our children for 3 months for a term, and then give our children the opportunity to live in two different countries and enlarge their hearts so wide and shrink the world in the process. So I said this to him and his jaw literally went, oh, like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But you know what? 2 weeks later, two, three days later, I started talking myself out of this dream because my brain has caught up and like, Amelia, you are crazy. The kids are young, the school, they will not let them go. How are you going to do this? It's just not possible. But then by that time, my husband has already said, I'm already looking at flight tickets. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So now, a few months ago, they have started going to schools in France.
That's incredible.
The dream can really come true, Nathan. And I am so grateful that I could live this and share this. And I'm so grateful for this platform that you have shared with me. Because if my little story and your story, we could trigger some dreams to come alive and, you know, encourage people with some courage to go and pursue them. Can you imagine? This world is truly will be a more beautiful place. Imagine a world without Nathan, without Amelia's crazy dreams. It's different. Like, you have been a sunshine, Nathan. You have impacted through your business so many people. You have given jobs to so many people. You have enabled so many people. And it all started with a dream. It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Wow. Well, first of all, you're very kind and very gracious. I appreciate the encouragement. It's nice to get that every once in a while because there's a lot of hard work that goes into this behind the scenes, you know.
Absolutely. I see it. With 600 episodes.
Yeah, and that's just the podcast. Then I have two other companies. The editing company was an idea that started. You talk about priorities in life, and Photographer's Edit was actually started as a result of a desire on my part to want more to have more flexibility for the sake of time with my family, my kids. And so it was driven by that. But then it was, as you said earlier, just a kind of a small idea. Okay, now how do we make this happen?
And
and it fortunately it turned into a multi-million dollar company, but it didn't, it started with something small, you know? And we're gonna talk about how to make this practical, because it's one thing to say, I would love to, you know, fill in the blank, dot, dot, dot. I think this is a great idea. It's another thing to actually go do it. When we talk about chasing our dreams, again, it can seem to many probably like a pie in the sky concept.
Yes.
It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to go make it happen. And we're going to get into the specifics of that here in just a second. But just to kind of set the stage for that conversation, you being a dreamer as you are, how were you able to kind of realize and then live the balance between the dreaming, which to some may seem crazy and wild and totally out there, but then also realizing there's a practical side to the conversation if the thing is going to actually happen? How did you learn to find that balance between the dreaming and the practical side?
I have a dream filter.
Okay.
So the dream filter is based on three things. How is it birthed? Based on what? So that's why I always talk about processing your thoughts. Like don't stop the conversation at, I want to do this. Like, why? Why do you want to do this? So number one, the dreams cannot come out of insecurity of or competition or me wanting to be better than someone else. Oh, someone is doing that. I want to do that too. I think that is not a good ingredient for a dream. I feel like a dream that will be successful, that will be sustainable, that will bring you fulfillment. I think it's a dream that serves and enlarge. So I will put this filter of love and serving into my idea. If the idea has the idea of serving and loving as the bottom line, most likely it is a good idea.
I
Because
love
I
that.
really believe that the world operates on love frequency. Just look at the way babies are born. And when I'm unsure about life, I just look at the start, the beginning, and it will make sense. If I operate out of love, it not only enrich my surroundings, but it will enlarge me too. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is usually, okay, should I do it or should I not do it, right? And this might have touched into your next questions, but it's okay, we're adaptable. The third thing is most likely the fear will come in because the dream, you heard of that song? The dream is a wish the heart makes. Talk the inspired heart. And then the brain catch up and started because the brain is our reality right now. No, you can't do this. You can't. So that's my third filter. The fear is what is the root of that fear? If the fear is based on what you have in the hands, in my hands right now, then I can ignore it. And then I'm gonna push ahead. So yeah, those are the three things that I kind of like filter to move my ideas forward.
And that's wonderful. I love that you set the stage in that way. So I guess that then leads me naturally to the next question that you're referring
Yes.
to. So
Yeah.
hindrances, the and maybe this is actually what you were just talking about, but I
Yeah.
think the natural tendency, or one of the natural tendencies that we have, and despite being a dreamer myself, I still get these
Yeah.
thoughts sometimes too. It's we're like, here's this great idea. We're really excited about it. The possibilities are endless. And then we check ourselves when it comes to actually taking the first step, because we're afraid to
Yes.
take the first step, whatever our reasoning may be, we're afraid to take that leap.
Yes.
So when we talk about these ideas that enable our listeners who are like, okay, yeah, I have some dreams, but I don't know how to step beyond that fear. Are these three ideas that you just shared, is that how to best address those? Or do you have additional ideas too?
Yeah. Okay. So those are my filters to kind of like set the stage, like you said. But in like little practical actionable steps. Number one, I would try to give my dream a shape. Like, how does it look like? When I have this idea of the kids should live in two countries, like, how does it look like? So it looks like they would have to have a school in France, and what kind of schools would I want my kids to have? So, we need to give it a good shape. It's not enough to say I want to be able to drive. Like, okay, what kind of car do you want to drive? What
So
color do
being
you want to drive?
specific.
Specific and be intentional. So play with that dream is what I'm saying. We cannot leave that dream as the pie in the sky. We need to bring it down from the sky and let's start working with me. Hey, dream, talk to me.
I like
What
that.
are you? And
You know,
so,
this is such a nerdy reference, but I think about an example that I give.
it. Yes.
Well, I think about an example that I give in the context of conversations around workflow and project management, because this is something that I've spoken on quite a bit over the years. And I think
Yes.
about somebody who is looking at, I mean, we could use a number of different references here, but whether it's their garage is a mess and they need to clean out the garage, or maybe their this whole room is just chaotic, or maybe they need to clean out the clothes for the summer and replace some clothes for the winter. A big project, right? So they see that big thing
Yes.
in front of them, and because it's such an overwhelming project made up of many, many steps, they just see that big project on its own. It scares them, or they don't want to take the time to do
Yes.
it, and so they just write it off altogether. But to your point,
Yes.
if you break that big thing, that big challenge, the
Yes.
big project into multiple steps, specific steps, it's a lot easier than to kind of take them one by one. Instead of feeling like you're taking on this massive project, you can take one step at a time. Is that a good
One
analogy?
step at a time. Exactly.
Okay.
So they are actually going a bit off tangent,
Sure.
but there are two ways of doing this. So one is like what you said, break it out step by step. The second one is just take everything out of the closet, and then you'll end up with a mountain, and then you have no other way. So just jump in the water and learn how to swim. So two ways of doing it, and you can choose which way you want to go. My mom loves getting buying stuff, and it ended up with a cluttered room. Sorry, mom, I love you. And my mom loves me for doing this for her because she actually finds it very difficult to do it step by step. So I literally took everything out of the cupboard. I'm not kidding, like then the stuff that we took out, the clothes that she has, was like a mountain on her king size bed. And my mom was so grateful that we did that. So that's one way of doing it. But I'm more like you. I do it step by step by step. And that little, and I find energy from little successes, like the little steps. Oh, I did this today. Oh, I
Being able
did
to
that
check it
today.
off the list.
Check it off. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. Like, it's the best feeling to check things off.
It is. Yeah.
So there are two ways of doing it. You choose what feels better for you.
No, I like that. And I like how you break that down very practically. So, but what we're talking about here is giving the dream a shape, being
A shape,
specific
giving it a
about what
shape.
it actually looks like, instead of, I mean, because it really can easily, even if we don't intend it to be, it can be this so-called quote unquote pie in the sky idea if we're not, if we don't give it shape, if we're not specific enough. So that's a
Exactly,
great first
exactly.
recommendation.
Yes. So that's number one. And number two, you need to give that dream a heart. You need to know what is the purpose of that dream. Because a human being without a heart is just a walking something. So we need to give her a heart, a soul, and find out, okay, what is the purpose of this dream? And we've talked about that just now. Put on the dream filters and see, if you can have an engine for this dream, because this heart and soul, coming to my next point, it's actually the purpose. So you're giving it a purpose and define purpose, because this purpose is the fuel. It's not enough to have a car. It's not enough to have a plane in the sky. You need to give it fuel, because that's what's gonna carry you through, because turbulence will come. And when turbulence come, it needs more than just, I just want money to carry you through. So that's, yeah.
So yeah, and
Was that helpful? Yeah.
I'm taking notes here. I told you I was going to do this literally.
Yes.
I'm kind of old school with my note taking in a notebook here during our conversations. But so
Yes,
give the dream a
yes.
shape. Be specific about what that
Yes.
dream actually looks like in detail. And of
And
course, that
then give it
enables us to be able
fuel.
to manage it in a
Yeah.
way that isn't maybe so overwhelming. Take it step by step.
Yes.
Number two is to give the
Yes.
dream a heart, and very closely tied to that, then give
Yes.
the dream a purpose. So, and the word that
A
came to mind as
purpose.
you were talking was motivation. What is the underlying
Yes.
motivation that's driving me to do what I do?
Yes,
And in fact,
exactly.
you alluded to it at literally the very beginning of our conversation today. You said, "What
Yes.
is most important to me?" And
Yeah.
this dream, this so-called dream of yours related to the photography business, is in part driven by what is most important to you.
Yes,
And I think
yes,
it's so,
yes.
so important. I just can't stress it enough. My regular listeners hear me talk about this idea of a big picture view all the time. And I hope it's been beneficial in some way. And I'll keep talking about it because without that overarching big picture view, the motivation, the heart, the purpose that drives what we do, you're absolutely right. What we do
Yes.
won't be sustainable, especially when it gets hard. And
Yes.
I think there's something really significant. I didn't touch on this earlier, but when you talked about asking, does it serve? If that underlying purpose
Yes.
that's driving you is not only about your own little individual goals, but it's tied to making the lives of other people better. Oh my goodness, you talk about being sustainable. I'm going beyond myself at this point, and I'm fighting for something that's not just about me, but it's about other people and making other people's lives better
Yes.
as well, whether it's my
Yes,
family, my
yes.
friends, or in my case, the photography industry. And that drive is powerful. It goes way beyond our selfish
Powerful.
desires.
Yes, that's when the miracles happen.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's when it happens. Yeah.
Well, just for the sake of time, I want to kind of come to our last question. And
Yeah.
I really appreciate the way that you've broken
Yes.
all of this down so practically. It's
I'm so
wonderful.
glad.
So that it's one thing then to take the first step, right? And
Yes,
I'll
yes.
be kind of transparent here. Amelia, one of the things that I've been guilty of in the past is coming up with a really cool idea, a dream, a so-called dream.
Yes.
And I'm good at doing the research and getting the wheels turning.
Yes.
But then the follow through has not always been a strong point of mine, right? It's easy to build a website and come up with a logo and a brand and the big idea that's driving the value proposition that's driving that thing. But now you got to actually go do the work. And in many ways, it's actually the harder work than getting started.
Yes.
And so I guess the question then is, our listeners, let's say they have that dream and using the principles that you just shared, they've taken that first step, but now there's the follow through period, right? Now they have to actually go make the thing happen. What are the big ideas or principles that you have found will have enabled yourself and would enable our listeners to make those dreams a reality, to go beyond that first step?
Yes. Okay. This is my most exciting part. Once you've created that in the garage, the dream garage, right?
Yep.
You have to cast a vision to an accountability partner, someone who will believe in you with your dreams. And this is someone who's going to help you keep going, Nathan, when we're kind of like, I think I've had enough time for another dream. And this person's going to go, no, that's not what you said. That's not the vision that you've casted. In my case, that's my husband. So so it's very important to have an accountability partner who is going to hold you to what you have dreamt about. And like this person have believed in you, the first person who believed in the outcome of this dream. And this person is going to be the person that will celebrate with you with every little victory. Yeah. And when you like, I right now I'm pushing for two dreams. And this guy is the person who says like, why do you want to do it in the first place? This is what you told me. Like he just keeps challenging me with the heart of the dream. Yeah. So that's that.
And when you talked about that, it reminded me a number of years ago, I asked my girlfriend, I said, what are some things that you feel like I could do better? And you talked about accountability. And one of the things that she actually pointed out to me is she said, you get excited about starting things, but you don't necessarily always follow through. Having that kind of accountability and challenge from somebody that cares about you and that you're comfortable enough with to have that kind of a challenging conversation, it really can make a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the next steps into like pushing for the dream, I think will then be specifics to what kind of dreams, because they look very different to each other. But I don't know if I should share my story on how I achieved my first dream.
Yeah, please.
Maybe it could, and maybe it will trigger some ideas for you guys. So the principle is you have to start educating yourself and learning how to do it. So and showing the people you're going to serve how you will serve them. So, you know, taking that story of wanting to fly in the sky, that is not enough to get the plane and to put fuel in it. We need to learn how to drive it, right? So in my personal journey, I believe in mentors, and I have had many mentors in my life, and like in photography, in life, in finances, in different things. Like I believe that it is important for us to lay out a good foundation. There is no instant growth. It's only step by step, but I walk very fast. So I do my step by step very, very fast.
Yeah. I like that. I like how you put that. That's cool.
So then when I decided that I'm going to be a destination photographer and I only want to do 10 weddings a year, I had a mentor who does destination weddings. So that have equipped me significantly. And then the second thing that I did, so after I learned how to do it, is my husband bought me a flight ticket. And because he's bought a flight ticket, there is no turning back. So then I had 14 days of time that I have in France, and I've got to do something there.
Love it.
And I just opened my eyes to all the kinds of opportunities that I could create. So there is no sitting back waiting for magic to happen. No. You have it in you. Now go and seek it out. So then it just.
And how long did you say you were there? What was the time frame that you had?
14 days.
I love that you put a time frame to it, because it's, I know. I don't know about you, but I find that if I do have a specific time in which I need to get something done, it just naturally encourages action, right? If we give ourselves 6 months or a year or 5 years, whatever, it's very easy to put things off and not work as quickly as we can, to your point.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I just, so we had the flight tickets and I have 14 days and to fill it up with projects, to create content so that I can show people what I can do for them and the value that I can create for them. So I started reaching out to vendors. I started be intentional with the vendors that I reach out to, the vendors that I feel like I could really bless them with, like a really thoughtful brand shoot. And I was also talking to a lot of colleagues, like casting a vision, talking about casting a vision. I was sharing my story with my photographer friends and telling them that this is my dream, this is what I want to do. And then that happened to be one photographer. And I remember just a few months prior to that, I referred a really amazing wedding to her, like a dream, beautiful wedding. And I did what I could for her to get the job, because I mean, it was genuine. Like I genuinely felt like she is the best person to do the job because I wasn't available. And I already have a good relationship with the bride. So I made sure that the introduction was really good and she got the job and it was an amazing job. So, and then, you know, you don't expect it, but it comes back. Like she said to me, oh, Amelia, I have got this inquiry from a bride in France and it is just a small celebration. I couldn't do it because I'm not there and the budget is very small. But I don't know if you want me to kind of like make an introduction between you guys. And to me at that time, it's not about the money. It's about the opportunity. So I just said yes. And I got in touch with the bride and she really loved my work. And then we got connected and Nathan, I shot that wedding. Like I gave it my all. I brought boudoir robes. I brought like a whole luggage of styling kits. I elevated that wedding. I created her bouquet. Because she doesn't like her bouquet. And I'm like, oh my God, but I have to do it. So I did it. And this is how you maximize opportunities. And this is how I did it. And you might do it in other ways, but this is just to give you ideas. So because I kind of like half my price for this bride. And she knew that and she was very grateful. So I said to her as well that I'm actually having a workshop in Paris the week before your wedding. Would you model for me?
That's cool.
So she actually modeled for one of our photo shoots in Paris. And I really love that because for the attendees, these are real clients and real people. And directing models and directing real people are two different things. And the most amazing thing that happened was that I invited them to the workshop to have a live consult with me. And my attendees said to me, Amelia, that was so valuable to see how you talk to the clients and how you sell ideas to them, because the groom was not very keen to get his portraits taken.
Okay.
So somehow I was able to encourage him. So that was really good. And the last thing I did was that we agreed that on the next day, she was gonna let me use the chateau for a photo shoot. And this is amazing because in Australia, I have a client who is a commercial client and she wanted me to photograph her products. And I said to her that your brand feels super French. So I feel like I shouldn't be photographing your stuff in my studio. I should be photographing them in France. And guess what? She came along. And
that's cool.
That vision that I sold to this client, she came along to France and she made her dreams come true to have a collection photographed in this beautiful chateau. And when she came back from the shoot with all the photographs and she redid her website, she goes, Amelia, I can't believe it. I increased my price to how I believe, you know, it should be, and people buy them. I can't believe it. So yeah, isn't it amazing? Like you could just identify opportunities and do whatever you can with the heart to serve and everyone to win. So like my bride, she loves being a part of the workshop because she wants more photos.
Yeah, of
And
course.
it's win-win for everybody. And my client gets to come to France, and I told her that there is this special opportunity, and she loved that idea, and then it blesses her as well. And so 14 days, I was working for 10 full days, nonstop.
Wow.
I was so tired, but I was so happy. My heart was so full. I felt so inspired. And I came back. 6 months later, I started booking jobs. And that was like, I can't believe it. I told myself, oh my gosh, these are the dreams that I dare not even dream, just not to go. And now it's our reality. Yeah. So I just love telling these stories because sometimes you just need to see that someone has done it and that you can do it too. Yeah.
And that pretty much beautifully sums up, I mean, everything that you've talked about today, but I will
Yeah.
just briefly run back on a couple of things. And then I want to touch on a
Yes.
comment actually that we got from Facebook by Matt. Matt, I'm coming your way in just a second, but going
Yes.
back to kind of these next steps. So we've taken the first step. Now we have to go make the thing work. And you said the first thing to do
Yes.
is to cast a vision to an accountability
Yes.
partner. Number
Yes.
two, start educating yourself about how to do the thing.
Yes.
And I have to say about this, because
Yes.
I've been confused even in the last year. The number of conversations that I've had with various people who say that they quote unquote can't do something, or they behave as though they can't do something or don't know how to do something. In
Yeah.
2023, we literally have no excuses anymore for not figuring out how
Yeah.
to do something, whether it's Google or
Yes.
ChatGPT or YouTube, or we have
Yes.
all these tools, most of them free or
Yes.
inexpensive at our disposal. There's really no excuses. So if we're
No.
clear, and I think you're a beautiful demonstration of being clear about your intention and motivation to begin with, that so-called big picture view that's driving you. But if we're clear about what it is that we're trying to accomplish, then the idea of educating ourselves, fortunately, in 2023 is a relatively easy thing to do. It's right there at our
Yes.
fingertips. We just have to make the effort.
Yes.
And I just had to highlight that.
Yes.
Then number three, you said start demonstrating the value of the dream to those around you. We have to
Yes.
go do the thing, right? And very
Do the
closely,
thing. Exactly.
well, and very closely tied to that, and you're talking about this trip to France, maximizing the opportunity in that situation. I would even add to that, or just reiterate, setting a timeline, which kind of forces you
Yes.
to go 110%, right?
Yes.
But I love that
Yes.
you went, and once you were clear about the vision, you got that accountability from your husband, and you figured out how to do it. Now you're just going to go do it, and you set a deadline for yourself, so
Do
it
it.
forces you
Yeah.
to go all in. And I think this is just very great practical information for our listeners if they want to make their dreams a reality. I love it.
And can I just add one last thing?
Please.
If your dreams doesn't become a reality, it's never really about the dream anyway. It's about you building your dream muscles. Because the process of building and chasing your dreams, all it takes is another dream to come past. And sometimes you do need to those muscles to be able to hold up, to be able to pull off this other dream. And the first one is just a practice run. So there is nothing
I
to
love it.
lose. Nothing to lose at all.
I love
Because
that.
money, you can just earn it back. Especially when you have the right muscles for it. But
100%.
time and opportunity, you can't. You have to keep going.
Well, and maybe we'll finish with this, Amelia, because along the
Yeah.
same vein of what you were just talking about is very much related. Matt, from Facebook, he said maybe not following through is some indication that it's not a dream really worth pursuing. And then he followed that up with, on the same vein, and I'll read this because the text is small, but on the same vein, are there indications, feelings, emotions, or signs that the dream you're pursuing is maybe the dream after all? Maybe the real dream is something tangential or maybe unrelated entirely. And then he did follow that up with dream muscles. He liked that phrase, dream muscles. But I have an idea, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Amelia. When I
Yeah.
think about deciding whether or not a dream is the one to follow, I think a lot of times,
Yes.
we keep using this phrase pie in the sky, but a lot of times deciding on the dream or finding the dream, I think we in American culture, maybe in Australian culture as well, maybe around the world, we tend to treat it as though as there's this kind of thing that is going to magically appear and we're gonna
Yes.
know what that thing is, versus
Yes.
using our ability, this incredible privilege that we have to make a choice for ourselves based on
Yes.
what you talked about earlier, that I call it a big picture view, but the overarching values, the priorities, and letting that drive what it is that we do. So I'm thinking about on a practical level, deciding whether or not a dream is something that I should pursue or not. I'm looking at opportunity because we can't be totally blind to market dynamics. Is this actual business Absolutely. Opportunity, number one?
Yes.
But then two, motivation. And you've talked about this throughout your conversation. Motivation, yes. What is it that's driving me? If I'm not motivated to go pursue this thing, maybe it's not the dream that's the wrong dream. Maybe it's the motivation that I'm not tapping yes. into the right motivation. What
Absolutely
do you think?
Absolutely agree. So Matt, I would just keep shaping the heart of that dream that you might have. Just give it the right purpose. Because when there is the right purpose, with my dream of wanting the children to be educated in France, like I'm not going to stop with 5 different phone calls to, you know, principals to ask if they would allow my kids to be educated for 3 months, you know. I'm going to keep going because I believe in that dream, because that dream is going to enlarge the hearts of my children and shrink the world for them. I really want that to happen for them. Mm. The heart of the dream is so strong that I'm going to keep going. So do you know how I ended up getting that school?
How's that?
So I have 3 different criteria that I wanted for the children. Number one is I wanted it to be an international school because they speak 0 French. They can say bonjour and merci, and that's about it. Yeah. Number two, I wanted it to be a Christian school. And number three, I wanted it to be a small school. So I said it to myself, good luck, Amelia, finding that school. So I searched and searched because international schools most likely are big. Christian schools, very rare. And what are the chances to be able to find all 3 of them? And eventually, I think I found one and I couldn't Google it out. And eventually, this idea came again in the quiet time. Google it in French. So I Googled it in French and it appeared. Voila. And then I wrote to the principal. I said, I know this is an impossible idea, but the Bible says that nothing is impossible. Hmm. So that's why I'm writing to you. And he replied to me, you're right, nothing is impossible. So we will be happy to welcome you.
Wow, that's cool.
Like, it's like nothing is easy, but the conviction that we have in our heart is really going to take us through and give and be. Don't forget the quiet moments, because those quiet moments to process are the moments that will give you these ideas. What, how do I write that email? How do I approach this person? Yeah. And then magic happens.
Beautifully summed up. I love it. And again, for those of you listening in, I haven't said it enough, but you need to make sure that you mm-hmm. go to Amelia Sugiono. So it's spelled SOEGIJONO.com. Same thing on Instagram. And on that note, Amelia, here before we finish up, you do reference your workshop on your website, but can you just talk a little bit about the education that you
yes.
are offering?
Okay. So I am, as you know, a firm believer in enabling people to say la vie est belle and making dreams come true. So I host this workshop once a year, and this time is in this beautiful dream come true Chateau Osteblom. And I'm going to help you to be able to chase dreams literally and make the impossible possible. This is a venue where they host $1 million weddings. Let's go and see how it looks like. I have a team, Joy Proctor, who is so incredible, and she's also such a visionary, a dreamer. So, and with my beautiful friend, Steph from Nomad Republic International, I think, and she's French, and that's why I love it. Mm. She's going to teach us the French way of life, the reason why I fall in love with France without knowing it. So, yeah, I'm really excited to welcome 8 people. So it's a rare opportunity because workshops are usually about 15-20 people, but yeah. I wanted it to be really intimate and focusing on relationship. Mm. And I wanted people to actually come out feeling like, I'm going to live life this way now. So it's a way of life kind of workshop, not just shooting and going.
Interesting. Yeah. So was I on the right page there? I was scrolling. I pulled
yes.
the website up as you were talking. So if they go to ameliasugiono.com/workshops, where it's linked there
yes.
on the site, you can see,
yes.
I mean, the images are beautiful. It looks like an incredible, incredible location.
It is so beautiful, and the venue itself is so stunning, and it's actually based on stories. So I'm all about stories, and the what they create out of that venue, like the olive oils and the wine, it's all related to the story of the chateau, which is so beautiful. So I can't wait to share it.
Okay, beautiful. So we're going to link to this in the show notes. For anybody listening in live today or watching the live stream, it's Friday, November 17th. All the show notes, everything will be published no later than 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. This will be live along with the show notes, both at bocapodcast.com, and then the audio version will be on all the platforms. So you can look for the links that we've referenced today there in those show notes. And Amelia, this has just been really, really lovely. I appreciate
Thank
you making
you.
time to do the show. Again, so early where you're at too. You still brought the
The sun
energy.
has risen.
It has, yeah, absolutely. You can go get some coffee now. I truly appreciate you sharing so much with our listeners
Thank
today.
you.
And of course, we'll link to all the resources that we mentioned in the show notes at bocapodcast.com.
I'm really grateful for the opportunity and also to let me share about the workshop. I didn't expect that. So thank you so much, Nick,
It's our
for
privilege.
sharing.
Thank you so much.